the press find out that so-and-so goes to this ashram or they've done this spiritual thing, they get snapshotted. Why should they be snapshotted praying? Why are their prayers any different than yours? Because they're tied to finances. And look at this, this person's finances. How could someone so successful be conscious? They do that to movie stars all the time. All the time. And it's a very interesting thing to connect and ask yourself, how do you see a person's image and your own image? Because there's the paradox of how we see money and spirituality, which is very real. I'm telling you, that is very real. And the other side is that image also filters into the many times I have met people who are very gifted as healing practitioners who feel guilty about charging for their skills. Now, that is a self-esteem issue, okay? But it's also a spirituality. Oh my, how could I possibly charge money for, quote, helping you heal? And it's because they feel that, what would they be thought of? And it shows a couple of things. One, they don't have any respect for their own art, or very little. Very little. Two, they're terrified of being judged, and their ego is so fragile that they cannot hold their ground and say, you want to know something? What I do is worth that amount of financial energy. That's all there's to it. And their whole sense of self is completely captured by what other people think of what they do. Now, therein lies a perfect example of the relationship between spirituality and consciousness, occupation, health, and how integral they are in this world, and how when you don't feel good about yourself, charging money and earning a living is very difficult. Very, very difficult. People in the New Age field, and I'm just going to highlight that just for a minute, end up earning an allowance instead of earning an income. And part of it is because they're very much like children financially. Very much like children. And they're afraid to be business people. And I'm going to take this a step further because in the world of spirituality and consciousness, there is an unbelievable need and demand to reconstruct, to dismantle the old paradigm that finances and spirituality are anathema, that they are natural opponents, and construct a paradigm that says there's such a thing as right livelihood. You know, when I look at my audiences, I see always that they're mostly women. So I have to assume that mostly women are listening to the series. And for all the gentlemen listening, I compliment you and I hope that what I'm about to say inspires you. But one of the reasons why the male community is not that attracted or drawn in to this new field is because it doesn't represent financial health. Not in the least. It looks like spiritual life with no financial backbone. And the whole idea is that strong, strong belief that you cannot have money and earn money and be spiritual at the same time. Now let's drop in. What would healthy self-esteem look like in the midst of all of this? How many of you would like to earn a healthy living? All right, part two. How many of you feel that you get creative thoughts about what you would like to do, but you don't do it because of money? What's true is that the majority of intuitive dreams and tidbits of guidance are not followed because you don't feel like you have the power to carry it off and you're terrified of going broke. It's always you and God and finances that bring you down. It always is. It always is. And when someone has asked me to do a reading about should I do this or should, as if I'm a psychic who can do that nonsense crystal ball stuff, but when I am asked about those kinds of questions, what they're really asking me is, can you see the future? Am I going to lose money on this or am I going to make money on this? I mean, imagine if you were the sort of person who said, you know what, finances aren't the issue, and yet I'm not afraid to engage in those waters either. I hear so oftentimes people saying to me in our field, I don't deal with money. It's just there when I need it. It's just there. That's a child's attitude. That is just a child's attitude. That's someone saying, see, I always get money, but I don't have to touch it because it's just dirty. Instead of saying spiritually, I'm going to do this and I'm going to make a lot of money at it because that's what I want to do. And I don't have to compromise my self-esteem to do that. We don't believe that yet. Because when people say that, they always add this. And I'm going to give a percentage of it to charity, which is why earning that amount of money is okay. They protect it in this little sort of atmosphere of, and if I give it to God a percentage back, then everything I earn is going to be okay. Just observe yourself. Observe yourself and your relationship to self-esteem and your relationship to whether or not you need to stuff yourself, be a stuffologist. Do you need to let people know you have money? Do you need to do that? How many of you don't make any statement financially at all? Were you absolutely clean of that whole thing? Here's what's true. Remember I said earlier, this is something we really don't want to talk about. One of the things about human beings that's absolutely a fact is they need to feel better.